Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 120. Ryland, go ahead and tell them what you think.
Discord. Join the Discord. Also, we're at 120. It's a big old milestone, you know, episode-wise. We're reaching more and more up.
So that's honestly cool. Crazy. Like, it feels like we was just at 100 and then 20 episodes.
I know. It's going quicker because we're posting more consistently now and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awesome, you know, 120. But join the Discord. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Join the Discord. You know, it's free.
I mean, I think we've said it at least 120 episodes worth because we've had the Discord since day one. So,
yeah, just go ahead and join it. Yeah. Giveaways, you know, merch giveaways, gift card giveaways, movies.
What else could you
announcements
want?
For stuff? You know, we'll start making announcements if we get members.
Yeah, so we used to do we'll announcements, but now nobody, you know, joins.
No one cares, apparently. So, you know, we said, you know, you guys aren't worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can go ahead and start.
All right. So we got details for a canceled Halo Battle Royale.
I remember we kind of talked about this.
We did. It was just a rumor, though, like that it was going to happen, and now that apparently it's been canceled.
That sucks. That would have been so cool.
That would have been really cool.
A Halo Battle Royale.
Which I guess Master Chief is in Fortnite, but it's not the same.
It's not the same, because I don't think Master Chief would be cranking 90s in Halo. Yeah. But it says here, Halo Infinite Trouble development has a knock-on effect, you know, on another project, the Halo Battle Royale game, known as Project Tanaka. It's a weird name. The unreleased multiplayer mode aiming, you know, to bring the Battle Royale format to the Xbox's flagship shooter. While, you know, Infinite is still yet to release its second post-launch weapon or any new vehicles, developer 343 Studios, or a solid, you know, Halo title, you know, with fantastic multiplayer, a, you know, rebus forge mode, even firefight. But new details just revealed, you know, how amazing the Battle Royale spinoff could have been. You know, here's some details for it. Revealed by renowned Halo leaker, Rebs Gaming, Project Tanaka, you know, was a rebus play testing stage at 343 Industries, you know, before its cancellation. Built with Halo Infinite's assets, the game, you know, saw players drop onto Zeta Halo, you know, in ODST, drop pods, and, you know, use scavenge to survive on the ring world. So you're literally just on the halo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the halo that popped up on Halo 3. Like,
yeah.
The last time I remember that halo. It says here, in a recent YouTube video, the Halo investigator claims that the alleged playtesters revealed that nature of the game loop. Players would drop onto the ring, search for loot, and complete sub objectives to acquire, power weapons such as, the pinpoint needle or the Archon Sentinel beam. As the match progressed, Pelicans would fly across the ring, you'd drop vehicles, that would be, marked for the player, similar to the launch version of Big Team Battle. So it would be marked for the player. You can kind of like, I'm guessing kind of would also probably have a mini map or whatnot as well.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So I'm guessing it would kind of pop up on the map, like how Warzone does with their vehicles as well.
Right.
And it'll probably pop up like with a marker and showing how many meters away, like how an objective would be in like the campaign or whatever.
Right. Yeah, that'd be really cool. A Halo battle royale.
This would create many skirmishes where players would have to fight over a Scorpion tank or a speedy Gun Goose. Like they're talking about like the stuff falling from sky and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But it says a sad cancellation, and just like that, games like Halo, Mega Bloks, which we've played 343's Halo Battle Royale game, was sadly scrapped. But it does sound promising, with the Battle Royale market largely dead outside of games like Fortnite and PUBG. Jeez, PUBG's still not dead?
That's ridiculous. I've never played PUBG.
It has been out for so long.
You don't even hear about it anymore.
I don't. How's it not dead?
I don't know.
You hear about Fortnite from time to time. Not as much as you used to, but you still hear about Fortnite. But you don't
hear about PUBG ever.
You never hear about
Warzone and Fortnite.
Yeah, those are the two. But it says here, it does seem like, the mode would have had a hard time surviving. But however, with Infinite's free-to-play multiplayer still going strong, nowhere near, as strong as, Call of Duty or Battlefield, it could have been a decent success.
Could have been. I'd have tried it out.
That would have been nice. That would have been fun, probably. A Halo, because Halo is a fun game.
Yeah.
Even though Halo Infinite, I've never played it, but it still looks good. You played it a little bit.
It's rigged.
Yeah, well, I remember you kept getting done.
Like, I would shoot them how many times and then they would just kill me. Like, I don't.
Like, their shield wouldn't even break.
I know. Back on.
I don't know if it was your gun or what.
My gun was washed, I guess.
But it says here, 343 Industries, is hard at work on, the next entry in the Halo franchise, hopefully a sequel to Infinite, but very little is known about the up-and-coming sequel outside of the alleged shift to Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Halo Battle Royale got canceled.
Kind of sucks. So, I'd like to try it out.
Sounds like such a cool idea, putting Halo, like a story mode type game, first-person shooter game, it obviously has the multiplayer and stuff, but that would have been cool with that Battle Royale kind of open world type kind of feeling to it.
Right.
I mean, not open world, but it's kind of.
Kind of.
But that would have been cool. That would have been like a really cool idea for... Sounds like such a good... That would have been nice to have. But, nope, screw it.
All right, Ryujinx shuts down.
Yeah. Only game I played on there was Super Mario 1.
I played a crap ton.
And I actually did play like most of the games that you put on my PC.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to reset.
Yeah.
And I lost them.
Yeah. Yeah, so Nintendo shut down Yuzu earlier this year because they were using Patreon to make money and stuff, so... Ryujinx didn't actually do anything illegal, so they didn't get sued. They just contacted the developer and basically said, hey, we'll give you this amount of money if you shut down the emulator. And like any person, if $1 billion company offers you some money, I'd say it was quite a bit of money. You'd be like, okay. Honestly, like if I had an emulator and be like, Nintendo's like, hey, I'll give you $1 million right now if you shut down your emulator. I'd be like, okay.
I'll take it.
I 100% would. I'm not going to lie. It sucks, but.
Yeah, I mean, I get why. You
didn't at least it wasn't anything. They didn't take it to court like they did with Yuzu. Like the developer did nothing wrong. There was nothing illegal going on. It was just a bribe, basically.
Yeah. But it says here, a popular Nintendo Switch emulator is no longer playable, after intervention from the Japanese video game company. Ryujinx, an open source Nintendo Switch emulator for Windows, Linux and Mac OS, shared a screenshot on the announcement page. But they shared a thing on X, formerly known as Twitter, on Tuesday. The emulator's creator, GDK Chen, was contacted by Nintendo on Monday. According to the announcement written by Ripper, something like that, one of Ryujinx developers, yesterday, GDK Chen was, contacted by Nintendo and offered, an agreement to stop working on the project, remove the organization and all related assets he's in control of. The announcement, reads, while awaiting the confirmation on whether he would take this agreement, the organization has, been removed. So I think it's safe to say what the outcome is, rather than leave you with only panicked speculation. Says here, I decided to write this short message to give you some closure. So that was a little quote by him there. So, he basically shut down everything. But it says here, also, the emulator, began as a single developer project in 2017. A small team of developers joined afterwards, according to Ryujinx website. Ryujinx, also contained more than 3,200 playable games for its supporters. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. This was really good. It and Yuzu were both really, really good. Now, it said that you can't play Yuzu or Ryujinx anymore because they were shut down. Yeah, they were. But if you already have them downloaded, they'll still work. You can still play Switch games on them. And I'm not going to say that you can, but I'm also not going to say that you can't. Maybe type in Google and maybe find the latest build of Ryujinx still. Yeah, they won't update it anymore, but what games are currently playable on there will still be playable. So,
yeah.
You just can't get it from their official website and, or anything. Yeah.
Just like backup websites and stuff like that, most likely.
Yeah.
But I got here. I got like two quotes here or something like that. Thank you for all of the, for following us throughout the development. I was able to learn a lot of really neat things about games that I love, enjoy them with, renewed qualities and in unique circumstances. And I'm sure you all have experiences, that are similar. It says here, the announcement reads, USA Today, contacted Nintendo on Tuesday with the company directed any questions to the Entertainment Software Association. Concerning this situation, the industry is committed to protecting the creativity and hard work of video game developers. Illegal circumventions of copyright protections, or, engaging in, copyright piracy, stifles innovation and hamper the development of, the entertainment experiences that are enjoyed by millions of players here in the United States and around the world. According to an industry statement on copyright protection shared to USA Today by Aubrey Quinn.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
So, yeah, they just basically did it because the copyright grip. Because they didn't let anyone have their games.
Right. Yeah. It sucks, but like I said, if you already have it downloaded on your computer, it'll work.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
It just won't get any more updates, but you can still play games on it. Like I have been. I've been playing Echoes of Wisdom.
You have it.
I do. I mean, I do. I still have Yuzu. I still have Ryujinx. I've been playing Echoes of Wisdom on it. I got a copy of Echoes of Wisdom in there. So I bought the game. I'm not a, you know, I can play it without saying that I stole the game. So
he bought it. He hasn't opened it, but he bought it.
I did buy it. It's sealed, but I bought it.
You know how much money that's going to be worth? And
that's why I leave the game sealed. Like, I play them on an emulator, but I buy them and keep them sealed.
Yeah.
All right. Nintendo's just on a roll right now. Not only last episode we talked about copyright striking YouTube videos, shutting down Ryujinx, and now which this has been going on for about a week. Nintendo sued Power World, but they're saying that it's unlikely to do major damage to Power World.
So Power World's not really,
it's not gonna get shut down. What they're mainly doing is just patent, you know, for damages and stuff like that, like just basically copying the designs. So they're not asking them to shut the game down. They're just asking them to kind of change some of their designs so they don't look a lot like Pokemon.
I do. Like, I've seen quite a bit of characters that remind me of, like, a Pokemon.
Definitely. There's definitely some, like, similarities.
Obviously, there's inspiration from that and stuff. You know, it's a Pokemon game, basically. That's all it is. But
what are guns? Like, I get it. Nintendo's company, they protect their properties, but at the same time, Pocket Pair, who made Power World, they're a smaller company, and Nintendo should be kind of proud that they're kind of like, not
like they're like
they're inspiring other people,
to
make games. Like, it'd be different if they just completely ripped it off and put Pikachu in the game. But they didn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's similarities, obviously. Yeah. But like Pocket Pair themselves, they didn't put Pikachu straight in the game or any other Pokemon. Yes, there's similarities there, but
you don't see like Charizard flying around.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, you can go ahead.
But Nintendo's lawsuit against Pocket Pair is unlikely to do any major damage to the Power World developer, a patent expert told Game Rant. But Pocket Pair still seems to be, you know, facing a long and, you know, arduous legal battle, you know, against Nintendo. Nintendo and the Pokemon Company filed a joint lawsuit against the Power World developer on September 18th. The complaint, submitted it in the Tokyo District Court, alleges that, Pocket Pair's hit survival crafting game infringes on a number of patents. The details of the lawsuit have yet to be made public. Nintendo's lawsuit may, not have far, reaching consequences for Power World. Reflecting on the attorney events, veteran patent analyst Lauren Miller told GameRant that he doesn't expect the case, to international, consequences at most. Nintendo will do, some damage in Japan, but, probably not outside. He, opened. The first of these consequences might have already been, materialized on September 24th when Power World was shadow dropped, for the PS5 in 68 countries, but not Japan. So they've already done certain things, but...
Well, they're both Japanese companies, Nintendo, Pocket Pair, and even Sony. They're all Japanese companies.
Yeah.
So definitely it not releasing on PS5 in Japan. I'm not exactly sure why that is.
Because they just, I don't get it. But it says here, a recent tweet from Pocket Pair saw, the company acknowledged, that the PlayStation version of the game currently lacks a release date, for its home market. Without outright stating Nintendo's lawsuit is the reason for this, Nintendo must prove more than, infringement to win against Pocket Pair, obviously. Japanese IP attorney, Kiyoshi Kirara, has, previously pointed to a Nintendo patent, for creature capture mechanics as possibly being related to, the Power World lawsuit. So how the creature capture stuff works, like with the orbs.
Right. How they're caught in a sphere, in a ball, whatever.
Oh my lord. Oh.
That's stupid. It is very stupid.
So here, that's just like a plausible theory, while noting, that the case itself, here's a quote here, won't turn on infringement as much as, on, validity. Because, the first thing that, will come into question is whether the, intellectual property central to the, litigation is the patent eligible. Only because the Japanese patent office granted those patents doesn't mean, they couldn't be revoked or narrowed. So I got a... That's literally the same thing I read. Never mind. That's just the same thing. It's not... It's a quote there, but same thing. But it says here, Mueller noted, that talking about, potential outcomes of the case will be easier once it's... details are made to the public. Let's see when all the specifics are on the table, but it's not like Power World infrigs left, right, and center on numerous IPs. They probably infring on nothing that they can withstand a serious court review. He opened the details of the case are something not even Pocket Pair was notified about advanced, so having said much about its initial response to Nintendo's Power lawsuit, so not even Pocket Pair was notified about the stuff,
right? Found out through the court documents stuff.
Yeah, but I don't really have much on that besides that.
Yeah, so hopefully Pocket Pair doesn't get anything too bad, they're not trying to shut the game down. They're just trying to get them to change everything.
They're trying to change certain designs, maybe how they get captured.
Well, then they're asking for some money for damages or whatever, property damages.
For what kind of property damages? Are they gonna?
Well, just they're saying where they're still in the design, they're damaging their property because Pokemon's their property or whatever. It's stupid.
So much damage. How dare they?
I think it's dumb, but hopefully Poképair doesn't get anything.
I hope nothing really bad happens.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, all right, guys, that's all the topic we have. We appreciate you for watching, listening. You can follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, everything but Facebook, Buyer Merchant, Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
We got a TeePublic. As I said last episode, made a whole bunch of different new shirt designs, different colors for our logo, etc. So
look nice.
Check it out. There's a whole bunch of different colors you can choose from shirt-wise and logo-wise. So go ahead and check it out down the TeePublic link. So check that out.
Look nice.
That took me forever to do, so please look at it at least once.
Yeah, at least look at it. You know, see if there's anything you might be interested in. And if there is, and you don't buy anything, you can always just send us a message on, join our Discord and send us a message in the community. Be like, hey, look, I like all your merch logos. They look nice. You know, I didn't buy anything, but they look nice. I looked at them, you know, just acknowledge that they're there.
Yeah. Give us your opinion or whatnot or something like that. But also there isn't just shirts. There's like hats and stuff.
There's all kinds of stuff on TeePublic. You can get the design on.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different stuff. There's pins, magnets, coffee mug. There's just
crap banners. Stuff.
Yeah, there's just a whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, just go check it out.
Yeah. All right.
And also join our Discord.
Yes. All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. Catch you in the next episode.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.